Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise hallelujah, we magnify the name on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you can be seated in his presence.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. God is good for and all the time.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, cause yeah,
if you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can
of the air have nests, but the Son of Man
has not where to lay his head. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. Say, they followed him.
They followed him.
My God. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Say, there was a great calm.
There was a great calm.
But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Come on, church, tell me. Go ahead and tell somebody, the winds and the sea obey him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he was come to the other side, or to the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, running out of the tombs, exceeding fear, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? My God, hallelujah. Let's go down to verse 32. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to stop there. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise your holy name and we worship your name on today. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father God, for what you have already done in this place. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. We thank you, Lord, for your precious Holy Spirit, which anoints us from on high. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, which you have given us to abide on the inside of each and every one of us, the same Spirit which gives us power to be your witnesses, to Judea, Samaria, and the outermost parts of the world, of the earth. God, thank you, Lord, that we are all persons, hallelujah, filled with power, passionate, God, about the call and the assignment that you have on our lives. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the commandment to go to the other side. We thank you, Lord, for the storms that have arisen in our lives. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Father God, for the one that commands the waves and the sea and the wind. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the demons that have been cast out of our lives. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the assignment that is yet on the other side. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that even during this preaching time, this preaching moment, that you have your way, God. Let your will be done, God. Let your Holy Spirit fill this place. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Speak to your people. Hallelujah. Change lives. Change those. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. about coming through the storm. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 As I was going through the test, amen. Hallelujah. He just changed my mic. Amen. Y'all pray for me. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just keep praying. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God will have his way. Hallelujah.
Peace,
surpasses all understanding. We talk about situation. Amen. Hallelujah. But just like the man of God, as the prophet, God, as the prophet Ezekiel, he said, can these bones live?
Yes.
And he said, only you know, Lord. Only you know.
Yes.
And God said, speak the word. Speak life into those bones.
Yes.
Speak life into those situations.
Yes.
Speak life into what looks like it's dead or dying. Speak life. You got to speak life.
Life.
You got to speak life. The 10 lepers, and the same, but you said, as you go, as this is. away. Some of y'all got to go and start laying hands on the sick. You got to lay hands on your son. You got to lay hands on your daughter. You got to lay hands on your bank account. You got to lay hands on your bills. You got to lay hands on your own self. We got to lay hands. We got to lay hands. Jesus put his hand on Peter's mother and the fever went away.
Cornbread.
Hallelujah. That woman eat the cornbread. And somehow, so they offer us a solution. We're like, well, maybe I should just try this. Maybe I should eat this cornbread. Nothing else works. Like the one with the issue of blood.
Nothing else works.
That woman with the issue of blood said she went and spent all her money. She spent all her money looking for a solution. And then she heard about Jesus. And she just knew something quickened in her spirit. When it's the real true God, something will quicken in your spirit. And she knew that she was having an encounter. She was giving having an encounter with the one true God. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just get to Jesus, if I could just get
Thank you.
vaccinated. I'll be back. But see, we got something here now. We got Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he might be back. But we coming back with power.
You've been walking in obedience, you've been doing what I called you.
me that Jesus is the master of the song. He's the master of the song. Amen. Hallelujah. The winds may blow. Hallelujah. And the waves, they may come up on us, try to come up over the booth. It might look like you're drowning. It might feel like you're going under. But Jesus wants you to know today that he's already got that cup. He's the master of the storm. David said, before I live one day, you have written all of my days in your book. The people of God, there are no surprises with God. God already knew that you were going to be where you are today. And God is right there. You might not see him. You might not even feel him sometimes. You might not even have that faith of the mustard seed. But just like the disciples didn't have the faith, they were chastised for their lack of faith. That didn't mean that Jesus didn't pull them out. Amen. That didn't mean that Jesus wasn't going to save them. Y'all got to hear this today. Even when you miss it, God is there. Hallelujah. My God.
He is Jesus. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the praise. He
church.
Hey, God.
Evangelist. Has shown us. She walked in.
Hey.
Only God.
Hallelujah.
Only God.
Hallelujah.
Only God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
To the Hilton.
Yeah.
She was in that hospital bed for over 3 months. Over 5 months.
That's right.
At the hospital, in and out, over 5 months.
That's right.
5 months. Remember, she's going to testify. One day, she's coming here, and she's going to stay here, she's going to preach, and she's going to testify.
All right,
hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 5 months. How the doctor shook their head every time they looked at her. But God was standing there saying, I got you covered.
I'll
bring you up out of this. Here. She said, something I don't remember. We went up to meet Kayla, pastor, singing, this is the day, this is the day. And she would be laying up her bed. This is the day, this is the day. We start speaking in tongues. No more question. And she starts, she laying up there, and she starts speaking in tongues. No more question. Her hand will go up, and she be speaking in tongues. No more question. Because we know God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the flesh is already dead.
and can't no devil in hell stop. Oh, glory to his name! You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Only God can do that.
Amen.
So, Pastor, I want to pray. Because it's not the will of God for us to be sick. It is not the will of God for us to be in lack. It is not God's desire for us to end up in divorce court. It is not God's desire for us to be losing our children. It is not the Lord's will in the earth for us to be struggling, just barely surviving and getting by. It is not the will of God. God says, be fruitful, multiply. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. The word says, I know the plans I have for you. This world is in trouble, not the church. The world is in trouble, not the church of the living God. Amen?
Amen.
Pastor wants to pray because many of us are in a storm. Many of us are going through. Some are still sick in body. And she has an anointing on her life today to pray you through this storm that you may be in today. Come on to the altar and allow God to get you through whatever it is you're dealing with in this moment. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name today, Lord. We magnify your name on today. And Lord, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for peace. We thank you for the love that you're about to restore. We thank you in the name of Jesus for what you have done. Because you said in your word, you declare the beginning. You declare the end at the beginning. So, Lord, I thank you for your word. Even as Pastor comes and pray for these who are at this altar, even as she's praying, if it is you who need to stand in the gap for a family member or a loved one, if it is you who's in a storm right now, still come while she continues to pray for these who have come in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence in this place. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name and we worship you on today. We magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for these who have come to the altar for prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your prophetic, relevant right now, rhema word, Lord, that even some of us are yet in the storm. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the promise of our lives that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord, that you said that you will provide for all of our needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your word which says, by your stripes be your healed, that you bore our infirmities upon you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you said that we shall prosper and be in good health even as our souls prosper, and that yet those bones shall live, God. We thank you, Lord, that yet those dead situations, Lord, shall have life breathed into them. Yet those hopeless situations, Lord, shall have hope. Yet, Father God, the waves and the sea and all of the things in life that are coming against us shall bow down and obey your voice, God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray for everybody at this altar right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that your Holy Spirit will overtake them, Lord. Everybody in this sanctuary will get a touch from you, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that one person will not leave this altar, not leave this sanctuary the same, God. I pray that your power will be made manifest in their lives, in their minds, Father God. Even as you will come against intellect to let people know that you are the real one true God. And besides you, there is no other. So we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the master of our storm. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, peace in our minds, Father God, and joy in our hearts. That we can endure for a night, but joy really does come in the morning, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.